Today's year in the Daf Yomi is Zigmor and Yevamos, Daf Ayin Zayin. We're beginning on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, about 15, 16 lines down, with the words Ketanoi. It's right below the start of the Tosvos, Hocha. And we say Ketanoi, yesterday's year we discussed how do we know that you're not allowed to go and marry somebody who's male from Ammon or Moab forever, but an Ammonis or a Moavis is permissible miyad. It's person is allowed to go and get married to such a convert. When a woman from Ammon or Moab converts, such as Rus HaMoavia, you're allowed to marry her. She's Mutu Lovo Lakal, and this is absolutely permissible. So there were two different drushes. So we bring down that these drushes that we brought down yesterday are in fact the Machlokas Tanoim. Is to these two opinions, both come to the same conclusion, but they have different ways of reaching there. So the first opinion is Ammoni v'lo Moavis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. It darshens the words, Divrei Rav Yehuda, it darshens the word that the fact that the Torah said Ammoni and said Moavi, it's specifically coming to teach us that only the males from Ammon and Moav are not permitted. But the females are permitted in Miyat, and the males are forbidden for all time, but the women are permitted right away. That's the first drasha, the fact that it specifically said Ammoni and Moavi. Lo yavo Ammoni u'moavi b'kal Hashem, as opposed to saying something else. They could have said lo yavo me Ammon o me Moav. So therefore, this is coming to teach us that it's specific, only the women are allowed and not the men. That's the opinion of Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon Omer, the pasuk al devar asher lo kidnu etzchem balechem u'mayim, that the fact that when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim and we needed certain supplies, and Ammon and Moab did not come and give us. They didn't go and help us out. So therefore, the men are the ones that would go out. So therefore, the men were punished. Darko shel ish l'kadim chule, as we explained in yesterday's shiur. So therefore, they should have come out. And the women were held not at all responsible because kol kvudim avetzmelech penima, women didn't go out. Even for them, women to go out and greet the women was somewhat inappropriate. And therefore, that's why only Ammon and Moav are restricted from forever coming into Klai Yisrael, but the women are allowed to come into Klai Yisrael Miyad once they convert. Okay, these were the Kitanoi drushes that we learned, the famous din that Ammoni is only men, Moavi is only men, but women are permitted right away. Okay, Darash Rava. Rava says another pasuk that we darshan. My disciple, what does the pasuk mean when it says from Tehillim, it tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being thanked by David HaMelech that you undid the bindings that were binding me. What does that mean? So I'm a David and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you, the master of the world, Shnei Moseros Shohayu Olai, the two chains, the two bindings that were upon me, Pitachtem, you open them up. What are these two bindings referring to? Rus HaMoavia, Dinamo HaMonis. This is a reference to David's great-grandmother, Rus HaMoavia. The question that was raised in the Beis Medrash, is she permitted to have been married to Boaz, to Itzvan, and therefore was that a legitimate marriage and all the children are Mutu Lovo Lakal or not? And that was finally, as we brought down in yesterday's year, at the end of yesterday's year, finally decided for all time that from the Beis Din, Kachm Kublami Beis Dino Shoshmul HaRamasi, that this drasha is correct, that it's only the men that are forbidden, but the women are allowed to go into Klai Yisrael right away. So David HaMelech is saying, when you freed up, so to say, Rus HaMoavia, as well as Namu HaMonis. Who is Nama? So Namu HaMonis was married to Shlomo HaMelech. And she was the mother of Rehoboam, who was the continuation of the lineage of Malchus Beis David. After David came Shlomo, after Shlomo came Rehoboam. Unfortunately, during Rehoboam's reign, the kingdom was split into the northern kingdom, Malchus Yisrael, under Yerovim and Nevat, who originally was a good person, but unfortunately then became the classical paradigm of Achoti Umachti, and never split Klai Yisrael into two kingdoms, which it never recovered from during the first Beis HaMikdash, from Herb Yemenu. During the third Beis HaMikdash, we'll recover from that. And the fact that Rehoboam's mother, Nama Ha Ammonis, was considered to be legitimate. So these are the two chains that were, so to say, binding David that were now freed up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being thanked by David for freeing up those chains and pasking the halacha of the women of Moab and Ammon being allowed to come into Klai Yisrael. Another drasha that Rava said, also from that capital of Tillim, Dorash Rava, he said, Maidus, what does the pasuk mean in that same capital? Rabos, Asiso, Ato, Hashem, Lokai. You did many wonderful things for us. Niflosecho, Machshavosecho, Eleinu. You did all these things for us, plural, Eleinu. It didn't say Eli, for David himself. It didn't write Lo Nemar, Elo. It said Elo, Eleinu. It said for us. Who is the us he's referring to? So listen to this beautiful imagery. Now, let me show you. Rechavim Yoshev Becheku Shel David. Rechavim, his grandson, was sitting on the Zayda's lap, on David HaMelech's lap. And David tells his little grandson sitting on his lap, Amalo, alive Yolecha, for you and for me. Nemru Shnei Mikros Halalu. These Rabos, the wonderful many things that Losecha Makshavosecha, that Hashem did Eleinu for us, was he freed up Rus Hamoaviyah to be permissible level of call, and your mother, Anamo Hamonis, so therefore you and I are able to be a continuation of Malchus Beis David. Another drasha that Rava had from that same Kapitel of Tilim, Kapitel Mem, Dorash Rava might say, what does this pasuk mean? Oz Amarti, Hine Vosi, B'Megila Sefer, Kosov Eloi. David Melech says that I'm alluded to already in Sefer Bereishis. Amar David, David said, Ani Amarti, Atov Vosi, I had said that I'm coming right now. V'lo Yadati, B'Megila Sefer, Kosov Eloi. What does that mean? It means that David originally thought that when Shmuel came to go and coronate him, to anoint him, to be the new Melech, even though Shaul was alive, he said, I thought this was the first time that I'm being, so to say, brought into the picture. But then he said, I realized the drasha from the pasuk from Sefer Bereishis by Lot. When Lot leaves Sodom, so he's taking with him two of his five daughters. Nebuch, one of his daughters, was killed in a very wicked fashion by Sodom because she was kind, and they put honey all over her body, and the bees came and stung her to death. She says, well, you're giving, they told her, you're so nice to people, you give honey to people, let's see how good honey is. So that horrible way for her to die. Two of Lot's daughters were married, and they refused to leave their husbands. They said, no, the husbands didn't want to leave Sodom, and the wives stayed with the husbands, so they died in the destruction of Sodom. And then the two unmarried daughters, they went and left with Lot and Lot's wife, but Lot's wife, of course, everybody knows, turned around and saw the destruction. She wasn't worthy to see the destruction of Sodom, so she turned into the pillar of salt. Her name was Iris, and the Lot went into the mountains and hid there with his two daughters, and we know, of course, that from those two daughters came the nations of Ammon and Moab. So this is alluded to when it says Hosom Ksiv in regards to Lot leaving Sodom. It says Hanim Tzos. The pasuk is Malachim took him, Vayitzu Malachim Belot Lemor Kum Kach Es Ishtecho V'Yeshtei V'Nosecho HaNim Tzos, that are found over here. And we see this lashon of Nim Tzos elsewhere. Hochik Siv, in a different capital of Tilim, it says Motzasi David Avdi B'Shemen Kotshi Mishachtiv. So it uses this lashon of Motzasi. So this is an allusion back to Lot, that Lot was going to have relations with his two daughters. He was drunk, and they wanted to, they thought they were the only ones left in the world, so they did it L'Shem Shemayim, and each of them had a child from their father, and those were Ammon and Moab, and those were, of course, Rus HaMoaviyah and Namo HaAmonis, and that's alluded to in this pasuk, Nimtzos and Motzosi. Amar Ula, Amar Yochanan, Ula tells the name of Yochanan, the following halacha, Bas Ger Ammoni, if you have a Ger who came from Ammon, a male, and then that male converted, so he has a daughter, so the daughter is Jewish. She, what is her status? So Ula says the name of Yochanan, Ksheru Lakuna. This girl has no psul, even though the father was not allowed to be coming into the Kahal, the daughter of a Ger Ammoni, and right now Rashi says we're assuming that the Ger Ammoni married a Gioret who was from Ammon, and therefore the daughter over here is Ksheru Lakuna. That's what Ula says the name of Yochanan. Amale Rova Bar Ula, Ula's son Rava, says to his father Ula about this din that Ula just mentioned in Rav Yochanan. He said, Kiman, who does this opinion of Rav Yochanan go in accord with? If you're telling me, Ikir Rabbi Yehuda, if it goes in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, so what was Rabbi Yehuda telling us? Omar, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was, Bas Ger Zohar, Kibas Cholo Zohar. He says that the daughter of a regular convert is possible to marry a Kohen. She has the status of being a Chalala, that a Kohen has such a requirement for a purity of lineage that he's not even allowed to marry the daughter of a regular convert, never mind from Ammon and Moab, but a regular convert, an absolutely permissible convert, a wonderful person, and the children are wonderful people, but they're psulam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to marry a Kohen. So if the regular daughter of a Ger, the Ger was a Zohar, talking about a regular Ger who has a daughter, so she is considered like a Chalal's daughter and is Psula Lekohen. So obviously, if it's a Ger from Amon, it certainly would also be. So it can't be that Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's din according to Rabbi Yehuda, because certainly that would be not good. She would be psula lakuna. Are you going to tell me he says it in accord with Rabbi Yossi's opinion, the Iker Rabbi Yossi? What did Rabbi Yossi say? Pshita, be obvious. Because, Omar, Rabbi Yossi's opinion was, Abger Shenosuk Yoretz. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, even if both the parents are Gerim and they have a child, so that daughter is perfectly permissible, Lakuna. So, Abger Shenosuk Yoretz, Bito Kishera Lakuna. So then, what would be the Chiddush in Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan telling us that the Bas Ger Amoni is Kishera Lakuna? Any Ger's daughter is Kishera Lakuna. So, Rava Ula's son says, you know what? But Chitemi, you're going to tell me that this is the Chiddush of Rav Yochanan's din, that the Bas Ger Amoni's Kesher Lekuna is from the following. Bahanach de Ru'uy Lava Lekal. It's only if both parents were Ru'uy Lava Lekal, so then their daughter is permissible to marry a Kohen. But maybe you want to tell me, Aval Hai, this Ger Amoni, Dein Roy Lava Bekal, Lo, maybe his daughter is not permissible to marry a Kohen, and therefore you would have thought that, and therefore Rav Yochanan says, no, they are permissible, and that's the Chiddush of Rav Yochanan. So, Minale, why would you think that there should be a distinction between Hanach Re'uyin Lava Lekal and those that are Eino Roy Lava Lekal, that Rav Yochanan should have to make such a distinction? Why? You're going to tell me, the Yolif mi Kohen Gadol b'Amona. You're going to tell me that he learns it out from a Kohen Gadol to an Amona. That just like the daughter from a Kohen Gadol to an Amona is a Cholol, so too the daughter over here of the Bas Ger Amoni, you might have thought would be a Cholol, and therefore Rav Yochanan has to tell us that she's Sheru L'Kahuna. So the Gemara says, no. Ma L'Kohen Gadol b'Amona. One would have said that the reason why a Kohen Gadol who marries an Amona and they have a daughter, she's Psula L'Kahuna, is because she came b'Yosu b'Aveira. That's because they committed an Aveira. The Kohen Gadol is also to marry the Amona, over Yisurim to marry the Amona, and therefore that's why the daughter is considered like a Chol. But in the case of the Ger Amoni, who married, right now we're assuming, a Giorit Amoni, so there was no Aveira at all whatsoever. So therefore, the daughter should be good. Therefore, Rav Yochanan is telling us that din. So Gemara says, no, that's no Chiddush, because Cholol Yochiach, a Cholol would prove the case isn't so. Because the Cholol didn't do anything. His parents did something wrong, but he didn't do anything wrong. So why should the Cholol's daughter not be permitted? So it can't be the fact that they did a sin. The Kohen Gadol, the Amana, did a sin. But the Cholol, he didn't do any sin himself. So therefore, there's no sin involved over here. And yet, the Cholol's daughter is not permissible to marry to the Kohuna. And therefore, Mal Cholol, the Gemara says, Shekein Yitziroso Baveira. But the Cholol, who started out with an Aveira, and that the parents of the Cholol did some sort of Aveira to make him into a Cholol, let's say it was a Grusha that married a regular Kohen, so in that situation, Kohen Gadol Yochiach, because the Kohen Gadol, they didn't do any Aveira in their own being brought into the world. Kohen Gadol and the Amana, they both have no intrinsic blemishes with themselves. It's only that they did an Aveira to create a child. So therefore, it's the fact that an Aveira was done beforehand, or that they did an Aveira now, so which one is the reason that their daughter is forbidden? We look at this as a classical expression that the Gemara uses all the time to say, what's the common underlying denominator between why a Cholol's daughter is Aser and why the Kohen Gadol marrying the Amana, that daughter is Aser Psula L'Kahuna? So it can't be that an Aveira was done by the parents, because in the Cholol case, the Aveira wasn't done by the Cholol, it was done by the previous generation. So it can't be that that's what makes it, that the fact that they were born in a fashion that was Aser, because the Kohen Gadol Amana, they themselves were born perfectly well. So each one can't be the reason. So what's the underlying common denominator? Hatzad HaShavu Shebehen, what is that? She'eno Berov Kol Ubito Psula. Rashi explains, she'eno Berov Kol, and not like the rest of Klai Yisrael. Eino Kishar Rov Yisrael. Shar Yesh Bekulon Tzad Pogum. They each have something that is a pogum, a blemish in them. Kohen Gadol be also be Aveira. The Kohen Gadol, when he married the Amana, had relations with the Amana, so the actual relations was the Aveira. The Cholol, he didn't do anything himself, but Yitziroso be Aveira, he was created via an Aveira. And therefore, that's the Tzad HaShavu Shein Berov Kol Ubito Psula, and yet their children are Psula L'Mari Akuna. The daughter is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So too, what Rav Yochanan was teaching us was, I might have thought, Avkan She'eno Berov Kol, nevertheless, Ubito Psula. So too, the Ger Amoni has a daughter, he didn't do an Aveira, but Eino Roy Lovo Bekahal, that's his blemish, and therefore that's why Bito is Psula. So that's the Chiddush that Rav Yochanan is teaching us, Rava Ula's son wanted to suggest. Is this the Chiddush that you're telling me, that we would have thought through this Tzad HaShavu that the daughter of the Ger Amoni should be Aser, so Ula Amar Rav Yochanan is coming to be Mechadesh, that's not true. But Ula Amar Rav Yochanan says, no, I wouldn't have thought that. I would have said, Ma'ala Tzad HaShavah Sheben, Shekein Yesh Bem Tzad Aveira. That would only be true if there was a Tzad Aveira in the Ger Amoni marrying the woman that he married. But if he marries a Gioret Amonis, so then there is absolutely no prohibition there. There is no Tzad Aveira at all. So therefore, there's no Chiddush for Ula Amar Rav Yochanan. So Gemara says, no, maybe this is the Chiddush. You know what was he talking about? The case is Dilmor, maybe. Now, the Bach says we delete the next word, Vadai. So Dilmor, the Amoni, Shinoso Bas Yisrael, Ka'amis. You know what we're talking about? This Ger Amoni married a Bas Yisrael. He didn't marry a Gioret Amonis, and therefore there is an Aveira involved. Afogad the Bioso Baveira, Bituk Shera. Oh, so here's the Chiddush. Even though there was an Aveira over here, Ulam Rav Yochanan is telling us, nevertheless, the daughter of such a relationship is Shera to marry Kahuna. So that's what Rava, son Ula, wanted to ask Ula, is this the Chiddush of Rav Yochanan that you brought down? So Ula tells his son, Amalei, in, exactly, that is 100% correct. Because, and I'll show you that I'm right, the Chi also, Ravin Omer Rav Yochanan, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name of Rav Yochanan, Bas Ger Amoni, U Bas Mitzri Sheni. If you have a marriage with a Ger Amoni that has a daughter from that relationship, or you have a Mitzri Sheni who has a daughter from that relationship. So, Rav Yochanan Amar, Sheva, that such a daughter from the Ger Amoni is permissible to marry into the Kahal. The daughter from this Mitzri Sheni is permissible to marry into the Kahal. Rav Yochanan Amar Sheva. However, Reish Lakish Amar Psula. Reish Lakish says it's no good. So that's what Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rav Yochanan, saying over here, this member of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now, what's the understanding here? Reish Lakish Amar Psula. Why did Reish Lakish say that the daughter of this Ger Amoni or the Mitzri Sheni is forbidden to marry a Kohen? The Yolif law, the Kohen Gadol be Amana. He learned it out from the fact that a Kohen Gadol marrying an Amana, they have a daughter, she's Psula Lakuna. And Rav Yochanan Makshera, Rav Yochanan says that the product of the daughter of the Ger Amoni or the Mitzri Sheni is permissible to marry a Kohen. Why is that? And we turn to Ayin Zayin with Beis, because the Tani Rav Zakkai commanded Rav Yochanan. Rav Zakkai learned in front of Rav Yochanan the following. He dashed in the Pasuk. The Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry ki im besula me'amo avikachisha. Last week's parsha, the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to go and marry a besula me'amo avikachisha. Now, that comes to teach us lohavi giores mikano. This comes to include a giores. The lashon mikano means mimuchona kolomar shavi avima me'am echad. So, if the mother and the father of this girl that the Kohen Gadol wants to marry, she's a besula, are both from the same nation. In other words, Nolda Bikdusha, the conception as well as the birth was Bikdusha, as opposed to Lafuke, Rashi says, Ger Amoni, this Ger Amoni, Shinosa Vas Yisrael, that wasn't Bikdusha, the Lav Mekina He, they weren't from the same base or foundation. Hol Biyoso Biyadeira, Bitopsula. In that situation, when it's a Ger Amoni with Abbas Yisraelis, so then the child will be Psula Lekuhuna. But here we're talking about that both the mother and the father were Amonis, and therefore there was no Aveira involved, and the child, the girl that's born, therefore is permissible to marry a Kohen. Lavi Gioretz Mikano. So that's what Rezakai wanted to learn from Rav Yochanan. She Ksheru L'Kshuna, Kahuna. Such a daughter would be Ksheru L'Kuna. So that's what Rezakai said in front of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says back to him, Romalei Ani Shoneh. Rav Yochanan said, I learned from the following Braisa. The basis of this pasuk, it says, Kim Sula May Amov. It uses the law shown May Amov. It didn't say Amov. It said May Amov. And that comes to teach us, Lohavi Besula Haba Mishne Amov. And no, to even include a Besula that comes from two nations, the At Amris Gioris Mikano Besula. But you're saying that only if the both parents are from the same. Whereas I'm saying, even it's permissible from two nations, if the parents of different nations, it's still permissible for the daughter to marry a Kohen. And you're saying they have to be from the same nation, like the Ger Amoni with the Ger Amonis. Now, what did Rav Yochanan mean when he said, Mei Amav means to teach us even Besula Habor Mishnei Amomin? What does that mean? Mai Shnei Amomin. So, Elam, you're going to tell me Amoni Shinos Amonis, so then, Mai Shnei Amomin, then they're the same nation. So, why would you call that two nations? This Harim Asurim, when it came to Mutaros, you're going to tell me because the males are forbidden, love of call, and the females are Mutaris, love of call. Is that the two nations? So, Hainu Gioris, Mikanot. No, that's really the same thing. That's coming from the same base. That is, Hainu Gioris, Mikanot. They're both from Amon. So that can't be it. Ella, what must be talking about? Ella ba amoni shenosu bas Yisrael. It's referring to an amoni that even married a bas Yisrael. And even here, Rabbi Yochanan says that she's muteris, the daughter that comes from such a relationship is muteris lakuna. Oh, that was the chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan had said. And this statement from Rav Zakkai, who disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan, proves to us what Rabbi Yochanan's shita was. Rav Zakkai said that an amoni, a ger amoni, who had relations with bas Yisrael would be forbidden psula lakuna. He says only if they're the same kina, only if they both came from Ammon, then there was no Aveira, and only then did Rav Zakkai say that the daughter would be permissible kuna. And Rav Yochanan went one step further, and that's the raya from Rav Zakkai, that even though the father was a ger Ammoni and he married incorrectly a Bas Yisrael, nevertheless, the chiddush of Rav Yochanan was that the daughter is permissible to marry a Kohen. That's the first version of how Rav Yochanan responded to Rav Zakkai. Because the Amr, the second version of how he responded was as follows. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rav Zakkai, Ani Shona, I learn out the pasuk that you're saying. You learned it out to teach us that she kshera l'kuhuna only when you're dealing over here with Geyores Mikana, that they both, the parents had to be the same. That's how you learn it out, but I learn it out differently. Ani Shona Amav, Me'amav. It didn't say the word Amav. It says Kimasula Me'amav. That's Lavi Besula Haba Mishne Amav. Again, as we just said, here he says the same, the first part is the same, that it has to be a basula that comes, even a basula that comes from two nations is going to be good. Ume'am sheyeshbo shnei amomim, including even in that a nation that has two nations within it. And what is that? That's, for example, Ammon, where the males are prohibited and the females are permitted. So Rav Yochanan is saying that I allow but you're saying no, it has to be a ger amoni with a ger amonis, but I'm saying even it could be a ger amoni, which is in and of itself two nations with a bas Yisrael. So this is the second version of how we see that Rabbi Yochanan's din is that a ger amoni, even though he married a bas Yisrael, there was an aveira, Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that that child, the girl that's born, is permissible to kahuna. Now, ulahach nishna, according to the second version. So then what about the following scenario? Bas Mitzri Sheni, that which we said that a Mitzri Sheni, the daughter of a Mitzri Sheni, Dikshera L'Kahuna Minole. How would you know that the daughter of a Mitzri Sheni is permissible to marry a Kohen? Are you going to tell me, V'chitema, the Yolif Me'amoni Shinosa Bas Yisrael, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan had just shown us that a Amoni who married a Bas Yisrael is permissible, that's because only Mal Amoni Shinosa Bas Yisrael. In that situation, why do we say that the Ger Amoni who married a Bas Yisrael, the daughter is permissible to Kuna? That was only because the Amonim are two nations. They themselves have a Zohar that's prohibited and a Nekeva that's Mutaros. Shekin Nekeva is Mutaros. As opposed to the Mitzri, the males and the females in the first and second generation are forbidden. And therefore, maybe the din would be different for the Bas Mitzri. So Gemara says, no. Mitzri Sheni, Shenosu Mitzri Shnia, Yochiach. No, we can prove it. And the fact that a Mitzri Sheni, who marries a Mitzri Shnia, they're both forbidden. Nevertheless, their daughter is permissible to marry into the Kuhuna. Gemara says, that's not a fair comparison. Mala Mitzri Sheni, Shenosu Mitzri Shnia, Shekein Ein Biyosu Bavera. There was no Aveira. Can you say the same thing over here with the Ger Amoni, who married a Bas Yisrael, that there wasn't Aveira? So Gemara says, no, Amoni Shinosa Bas Yisrael Yochiach. No, we can in fact prove it from the Amoni, the Ger Amoni, who married the Bas Yisrael, and nevertheless the daughter is permissible to the Kuna. How do we prove it? Because the Chazar Hadin Mechule. Gemara gives us a shorthand over here to show you that that can't be the critical factor. Why is that? Because the Ger Amoni who married the Bas Yisrael is different than the second generation Mitzri who married the second generation Mitzris. Because there was no Aveira in regards to the Mitzri marrying the Mitzris. However, there is a difference in that the Ger Amoni, only the males are forbidden, the females are not forbidden, whereas by the Mitzri, both the male and the female Mitzris are forbidden in the first and second generation. So therefore, neither one of those can be the underlying major factor. Chazadin, lo rizek rizeh, lo rizek rizeh. So atzad shalom shabem, the common denominator between them is, as we said before, She'enon birov kohol. They're different than the rest of Klai Yisrael. There's something a pagam about them, but just like by the Ger Amoni, married the Bas Yisrael, that isn't going to make the daughter Pesula, so too the Mitzri Sheni that married the Mitzris Shenis, also the daughter is not Pesula Lakuna, and that is Rav Yochanan's din, the second version that he learned it out against what Rav Zakkai said. Now the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Hainu Shamana Leila Rav Yehuda. Now I understand that which the Amor Rav Yehuda said, the Omar. He said, we had the Pasuk Amov Me'amov. It doesn't say Kim Slaw Amav, Yikachishut says, Ki imbusula me amav, velo yadana my kamar. And I didn't know what he was saying. Rav Yosef, when he heard Rav Yehuda say that the drosh is, instead of saying the word amav, it's me amav. That's how we learn out these dinim. Now that you've explained this understanding of Rav Yochanan, the two versions of Rav Yochanan, now I understand what the drosh is from the extra mem in me amav. Okay. Now we have a third version of what the machlokus was between Rav Zakeh and Rav Yochanan. He also Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. When Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amr, he said, Hochi tono kameh. This is what, in fact, Rav Zakeh said in front of Rav Yochanan. He said as follows, Isha Ammonis kishera. A woman from Ammon is permitted lovo lakol. There is no problem, as we've already pointed out. And then he added, Bina me Ammoni pasul. However, a son from the Ammoni would still remain possible as an Ammoni. Ubita me Ammoni kshera, but a daughter from the Ger Ammoni would be permissible. That's what Rav Zakeh had said. Now, what was he talking about? B'medva mamurim, under what circumstances are these facts true? When you have Ammoni, v'Ammonish niskaira, both parents were Ammonim. And in that situation, these dinim that Rav Zakeh just said apply. However, avobita me Ammoni psula, if you just had a daughter from the Ger Ammoni, implying that it was the Ger Ammoni who married a Bas Yisrael, then in that situation, the daughter would be psula. So here, Rav Zakeh, again, is arguing with the opinion of Yochanan. And Yochanan tells him, Omalei, puk tini livra, go and take this brisa that you're bringing down over here and learn it outside because it's incorrect, because I disagree. I say that Bita me Ammoni, who married a Ger Ammoni, who married a Bas Yisrael, the daughter is in fact permissible, and you just brought down that she's not permissible. Now, let's understand this. I really pretty much gave you what the answers are over here, but let's understand this somewhat enigmatic brisa that Ruzake brought down. My dharma is Isha Ammonis Kishera. In the first part, when you said the Isha Ammonis is Kishera, that's a reference to Ammoni v'lo Ammonis and Moavi v'lo Moavis. That's the basic thing. When you said Bino me Ammoni posul, so the Ammoni, that's because he's an Ammoni, and an Ammoni never is permitted into the Kal. Even though his parents were perfectly Jewish, he remains an Ammoni, and therefore he's not permitted. And that which we said, Ubito me Ammoni kishera, Labai, what are we talking about kishera? Ilemo lovo bekal, if you're telling me it's permissible to marry into the Kahal, Hashta ima kishera, her mother was permissible to marry in the Kahal, so he meboye, would you have to say that she's permissible to marry in the Kahal? A first generation Ammoni or Moabis woman is permissible miyad. So you don't have to tell me their daughter is permissible miyad. So therefore, you must be talking about when you said that Bita me Ammoni kishera el lakuna, to say that she's kishera lakuna. And you're saying, b'medvar mamurim, only b'Ammoni v'Ammonis shiniskari. You're only saying that in regards to both the parents being Ammoni, they both converted, and therefore there was no Aveira. The Ammoni man is allowed to marry the Ammonis woman when they both convert, and therefore the daughter is permissible lakuna. Avobita me Ammoni psula, but that which you then added on and said, if it's a daughter from an Ammoni, it's psula. What type of daughter are we talking about? Might be to me Ammoni. Ilema Ammoni Shinosa Ammonis. If you're telling me that it was the Ammoni, the Shinosa Ammonis, so that was perfectly permissible, we said. Hainu, Gioris, Mikana. As we already pointed out in the previous versions of Yochanan, that would be perfectly permissible because they're the same base, they're the same Kana, and therefore there was no Aveira, and therefore no one had a Hadamin to say that the daughter is not permissible to marry a Kohen. Ella, what must he be talking about? Ella, Ammoni, Shinosa, Bas Yisrael, and you're saying in that situation, she's Psula Kuna? So that's what I'm telling you, you're wrong. Amalei Puk, Tani Libra, this Bryce is incorrect. Learn it outside. In other words, we don't hold like that, Rabbi Yochanan said. Now this is the third time, the third version of Rabbi Yochanan saying this, that a Ger Ammoni who marries a Bas Yisrael, that daughter that's born is permissible, Likuhuna. Okay, a little bit complicated, but I hope it was clear. Then the Mishnah is quoted where it says, Mitzri va'adomi einan asur v'chule. We said that the Mitzri and the Adomi, so they're prohibited to marry into the Kahal until three generations. So the first and second generation of the Mitzri and the Adomi can only, both men and women, are not permitted to marry into the Kahal, but the third generation can. And Rav Shimon disagreed. He said that only the men are not permitted for the first and second generation, and only in the third generation, but he says the women, just like the Moavis and the Ammonis, are permissible right away. Rav Shimon felt that the Mitzri and the Adomi women are permissible right away. And he said it's a Kal v'chomer. If by the Moavi and the Ammoni, the women are permitted right away, whereas the male, Moav and Ammon, are never permitted, so certainly by the Mitzri and the Adomi, where the males are permitted after the second generation, the third generation is permitted, so certainly the women there, Kal v'chomer, should be permitted right away. And the Chacham said, no, if this is a halacha Moshe Sinai, we'll accept it, but if it's a Kal v'chomer, we won't accept it, because we could shluck it up. So my tshuva, so now the Gemara finally goes and asks us, what was the shlugging up of the Kal v'chomer that Rabbi Shimon had brought? What exactly was that shlugging up that the Chacham said, we wouldn't accept your Kal v'chomer, we'll accept it if it's halacha Moshe Sinai, but not as a Kal v'chomer. Why would they have shlugged up the Kal v'chomer? Of Rabbi Barachan, Omer Yochanan. So Rabbi Barachan said, "Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Dikel Meimar, Arayos Yochichu, because they could show from the fact that Arayos, the Arayos, even though they'll be permissible beyond a certain generation, we don't distinguish between the men and the women. So too over here, Shelo Asa Behen Elo Atzlosha Doros Echod Zcharim VeEchod Nekevos by the Arayos." When we learned early in the Masechta, the Shnius LaArayos, so we didn't go beyond certain generations. We didn't distinguish between the men and the women. So to over here, by the Mitzri and the Edomi, we don't distinguish between the men and the women. That would have been the way they shlugged up Rabbi Shimon's Kal v'chomer. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Shimon would have answered back, Ma'al Arayis, you can't Kares. By the Arayis, we were dealing originally with Isurim that were an Isur of Kares, and that's why we added the Shtios, but we only added it to a certain point. We didn't add it beyond that. We didn't distinguish between men and women, because you're dealing with an Isur of Kares. So Rabbi Shimon says, that's why we can't bring me a shlugging up my Kal v'chomer from the Arayis. The Chacham said, yes, we can, because Mamzer Yochiach, the prohibition against marrying a Mamzer, is not an Issur of Kares. You're not allowed to, it's a lav, but it's not an Issur of Kares. And yet, by Mamzer, we don't distinguish between a male or a female Mamzer. So therefore, your Kal v'chomer is shlugged up. Rabbi Shimon would say, no, Mala Mamzer, Shekein Eino Roy Lovo B'Kal Yolam. A Mamzer is different. He can never come into the Kal. Even into the 10th generation, a Mamzer can't, whereas the male Mitzri and the male Edomi, as well as the females, are permissible into the third generation. After the first and second generation, then it's permissible. So therefore, you can't shlug up my Kal v'chomer from either the Arayis or from Mamzer. So the Chacham would respond and say, no, Arayus Uchichu, you can bring Arayus from the Arayus, because you contrast the Arayus and the Mamzer. And Mitzara Shavashabhem, we bring the Arayus against your Kal v'chomer. Arayus Uchichu, because they could argue either the Arayus or the Mamzer would be the proof. And you keep on saying, no, the other one is the proof against it. So what do you lose at Tzara Shavah? The Chazin, Lorizeh, Kirizeh, Lorizeh, Kirizeh. So it can't be the pure Arayus, it can't be the pure Mamzer. So what's the common denominator that makes them both Aser? By the men and the women, so Atzadik Shavish Ben Shasurin is the Echod Zchor and the Echod Nekevos, because it applies equally to the men and to the women. So too, Afani Avi Mitzri U Mitzris, the same thing would apply by the Mitzri and the Mitzris, Shuasurin Echod Zchor and the Echod Nekevos, both by the men and the women. So from the combination of the two dinim, the Arayis and the Mamzer, that's how the Chacham would have slugged up Rabbi Shimon's Kal v'chomer. No, Rabbi Shimon's not left out to dry. He says, no, I could argue differently. Ma'alat tzad shavashem. You know what the common denominator was? Shekein yesh b'hem tzad kares. They each have an aspect of kares, either in the creation of the mamzer, according to everybody but Rabbi Akiva, you don't have it from a lav, you only have it from an issur of kares, or even higher, where Yeshua had said that it was from an issur of bisus based it. So the standard understanding of Shimon HaTimni, like we posit, that it's a tzad kares. So therefore, even the mamzer has a tzad kares. Their arayis were kares, and a mamzer came from a kares situation. So that's why they're applicable in that situation, and you can't bring it down from a mitzri and an edomi where there's no tzad kares. No, that's a pretty good shlugging up of the Kal v'chomer. So what do the Chacham say to that? The Rabbanan, Necholol D'chai V'yasei, Uch Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. You know what they're talking about? That we should have the Mitzri and the Edomi, both men and women. We learn this out from a cholo, the Chai V'Asei. This is a cholo who was the product of being over an Asei. The relationship between the parents was only forbidden by an Asei. For example, a Kohen Gadol who married a not Besula. So he has a mitzvah, an Asei, to marry a Besula. Ki Besula mi'amavi kach isha. Implication being that if he married somebody who wasn't a Besula, so he's over an Asei. This is an Isser Asei. And yet, Uch Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says that such a product, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, is also a Cholol. So here, you don't have an Isser Kares at all. And yet, the rabbis would say that we find no distinction between men and women, and that's why the Mitzri and the Edomi aren't going to be difference, like you suggest, Rabbi Shimon, between men and women. How would Rabbi Shimon answer that? He says, I don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. In any event, the Chachamim do have a way that they understand to shlug up the Kal v'chomer or Rabbi Shimon. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. And then in the Mishnah, we said, Umay lo ki. In the Mishnah, we had said that Rabbi Shimon told them, no, that it is halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Number one, I could stop you from slugging up the Kal v'chomer, but even if I couldn't stop you from slugging up the Kal v'chomer, I have a Kabbalah that this is the halacha. So what does that mean in the Mishnah? That's pretty much what I just said. Halachi karmelu. This is what Rishon says to the Chachamim. Le'didi, according to me, lo sri'uli the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. I don't hold the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, therefore, I don't slug up the Kal v'chomer like you do. But even if you were to hold like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, le'didchu, the sri'uli chu, like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, and therefore you're saying that this is a perfectly good tzara shavim have to say that there should be no distinction between a male and a female mitzvah or a domi. Nevertheless, halacha nyomer. I'm saying over a Kabbalah that I have from my Rebbeim, and that's why you have to listen to me. Bar continues and says, Tanya, we live in the following braisa. Amal and Rabbi Shimon, halacha niyomer. Rabbi Shimon tells the Chachamim that this is a halacha. But od mikro messiani. And I have a pasuk to support this position that I had a tradition that is the halacha. What is that? Because the pasuk says, Bonim asher yivoldulhem dor shlishi yavolhem bekalashem. The pasuk went out of its way to say bonim, which implies velo bonos. So this pasuk is a riot to me that only the males from the Mitzri and the Edomi are forbidden in the first and second generation, but the women, just like the Moavis and the Ammonis are permissible miyad, so too are the Mitzris and the Edomis are permissible miyad. Okay, that's the Braisa in support of Rabbi Shimon. Tanur Banim, we have another Braisa. Again, this pasuk is Darshan Banim Velo Banos. Divi Rabbi Shimon, that's the way Rabbi Shimon, as we just said, darshes it. But here, we have another way to darshan. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Harry Omer, he says, Banim Asher Yevoldulhem Dor Shlishi HaKosuv Tlon Beleida. The point over here of the pasuk, when it says Banim Asher Yevoldu, is to tell us any children that are born. It is totally in birth. So the first generation, second generation, no. The third generation, yes. Any child born in the third generation is permissible, but until then, first and second generation, they're not permissible. So review the darshans is possibly different than Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Huda, if it wasn't for this drasha of Rabbi Huda that says that the Banim Asher Yivoldu is the critical part, that it means children born, Lomotsu Yodav Ragla Beis HaMedrash. Rashi explains, Dibra Maskel, Lomotsu Yodav Ragla Beis HaMedrash, two lines on the bottom, Klomer Lo Yochol Lamod Bidvar. We would have proven Rabbi Huda wrong if he didn't have this drasha. What did he say? Kivin Dov Amar, the fact that Rabbi Huda said, Kahal Gerim Ikre Kol, that a group of Gerim is considered Kahal. In other words, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, you can see this in Rashi, in the last Rashi on the Daf, it's two lines in the bottom, it says, V'sach Kedushin, Isodin Kevos Sharyon La'alter, if in fact, Rabbi Yehuda hadn't shown us that Rabbi Shimon's drasha is wrong from learning it out of Banim Asher Yivoldu. And in fact, you had permitted Nikevos in the first generation of the Mitzri and their Domi, like Rabbi Shimon does, have a little Kal, they would be considered Kal, Vasuros Mitzris Rishona Ushnia, the Mitzri Rishon Usheni. So then it would in fact be prohibited from the Mitzris Rishona and the Mitzris Shnia to go marry a Mitzri Rishon or a Mitzri Shnia. And then if that were the case, because they are permissible over the Kal, but the male is not permissible to go to the Kal, so then we turn to Ayin Chesem and Aleph, how would you ever have Mitzri Sheni but my Yitar? He would be allowed to marry. Did he have a third generation that would be acceptable? Where it says, no, maybe it's talking about Dilma, the Avar V'Nosim. No, he went against Halacha. The Mitzri Sheni married a Mitzris Shnia, and therefore, albeit it did Aveira, so with the third generation would be permissible. So Gemara says, we don't say that. The E, lo kosiv kra. We don't write about a situation that we would allow a third generation, but it could only come about via a Aveira. Gemara says, hi, Hari Mamzer, the E, the kosiv kra, but a Mamzer is also a D'i, it's a situation that could happen, and the Torah speaks about it, so too over here, it could happen, and the Torah speaks about it. Where it says, no, D'i li surah kosav, D'i li heter lo kosav. Yeah, unfortunately, human nature, they're going to be averus, so the Torah has to tell us about averus. But to say that there is a heter over here, that a third generation could come about, but only via an isser, that the Torah doesn't tell us. D'i li heter lo kosav. Where it says, yes, it does. Harimazi grusha so di lehetera v'kasve. There, in this situation, even though he wasn't allowed to be masiv his grusha, because his grusha married somebody else in between, and then when he's masiv the second time, the relationship is prohibited, and yet the Torah tells us about it. So again, the Gemara says, Hasa mishum ikari surahu d'kasve. That's only because the original isser was written. It had to tell us about the original Isser. So once it tells us about the original Isser, that he's not allowed to be Masi Grushot, so if she married somebody else, she nisses liacher, so then it also tells us that the child from such a relationship is Muteris Likahuna. So that's why it's written, but in general, If it wasn't for Yehuda's drasha in this pasuk, we never would have had a way for a mitzvah sheni to become tar. So it's very good that Yehuda had this drasha. Bonim Asher Yivaldu is coming to teach us that this din applies to both third generation men and women mitzvahs that they're permissible, mitzvah that they're permissible, but not in the first and second generation. With this, we conclude today's share.